Taiwan Special, episode 3 for the week, Thursday. There will be no Feature Friday, sorry. Thursday, May 16. Rush talked about T-Dip. I don't know if you listen to Rush. One of the things that he's kind of famous for is his media montages. I've been listening at least 10 years of this. It probably goes back 20 years or more, where they take a phrase that people in the mass media say, and from different networks, different channels, different TV shows, people who are supposed to not know each other all say exactly the same phrase. It's like, well, Trump definitely had a deal breaker today. Well, this could be a deal breaker. A new deal breaker for the president. Deal breakers are the topic. Deal breakers. We can't have any of those. This could be a deal breaker. And it goes on for like a minute or two. So many people all saying deal breaker on the same day. And it's like, what's going on? Well, I'm going to explain the connection to Taiwan and what Rush said on Thursday, May 16th, 2019. See, as an American who lived in Taiwan for 10 years, I have something to say about T-Dip. T-D-I-P, I believe. Real Clear Politics had an article about it, I think. There were articles about it. We find now that TDIP, T-D-I-P, is some organization that sends out media talking points to people that are in the media and are liberals and want to help the liberal cause. And so if you're a liberal, you're in the media, and you've got no clue what to talk about because you don't invent anything. You only, read Karl Marx. So you need to know what to talk about. Well, you just ask T-Dip and they'll tell you. And Limbaugh points out on Thursday, May 16, that usually if you want to make it in media, you try to be different, not identical with everyone else. But to these guys, I mean, maybe this is one of the reasons that news tends to be a failing industry. It's not just that people don't want to read the news or pay for it. It's that maybe people don't want to pay for the news when it's all the same. Originality might be able to make the news industry solvent. Well, I see something similar happening here in Taiwan. You go down the street and there are a whole bunch of shops, especially you get these shopping districts, lots of shoe stores selling different shoes and lots of computer shops selling different computer parts. And you shop around, you go to this shop, that shop, see who has the good price. And something's going on. In a lot of those districts in Taiwan, at least one district in particular that I'm familiar with, and I can't imagine that it's the only one, all of the different shoe companies, all the different shoe shops, almost all of them, all these different places, they appear to be in competition with one another. They're owned by the same company. And they set the same prices. Same thing happens with the computer shops. You might go to some little tiny rinky-dink little corner computer shop here and they'll tell you, okay, give me the money, I'll write you the order, now go walk down the street to that store and they'll give you the parts and put it together. Like, wait a minute, what? You've got computer parts right here. No, they're not for sale. You look at them, it looks like they're for sale, but they're not. And I write up the order, but they're the ones that actually have the real parts. Wait, you mean that's not a different computer shop? Nope. Same company. Like, one day I might work over there and they might work over here. So it's like all the little shops that you think are competing with one another are actually owned by the same company, and they're not in competition at all. It's just the appearance of competition. It's just the appearance of marketplace in order to fool and trick consumers. Yeah, that's going on in Taiwan. Isn't that amazing? You know what? That's it. That's all I've got for the week. I went over my time, my 10-minute goal, anyway, past few days. It's been a wonderful week, and more exciting things are coming next week, believe me. In the meanwhile, go make sure you listen to the podcast weekly and see what I've been up to and why I'm kind of in a little bit of a hurry to get out of here. I'm late, but I'm going to leave not too late. I love you. I will see you next week.